You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Epic views. Waterfall mists. Summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Hey, welcome back. It is Joe Beamer in for Mark Reardon here on 97.1 FM Talk. We will be joined by our guest in very, very soon. But in the meantime, as I as we were talking about in the last segment, the Texas Democrats fleeing for Illinois. And right now, Texas House went into session, passed a motion granting authority to issue civil arrest warrants for the absent members of the House. So we'll see where they go from there. Again, they're in Illinois at a hotel owned by Governor Pritzker. And to discuss that, we're joined by Chief Legal Analyst here at 97.1, Brad Young. He's also a partner with Harris, Dow, Fisher, and Young. Brad, good to talk with you.
Hey, Joe.
Let's talk about these Texas Dems. First, the Texas Dems hopping on a private plane and going to Illinois. What can the governor of Texas do with those members absent?
Well, there's a couple of things here, Joe. First of all, Texas passed a law after the last time the Democrats did this stunt, which I believe was in 2023, where they left the state. And the whole point of leaving the state is to avoid a quorum. Without a quorum, you can't have a vote. So that's the overarching plan here. After the Democrats did this last time, Texas passed a law, signed into law by Governor Abbott, that made it a criminal act to flee the state in order to avoid a vote. And there's a, I believe it's a $500 a day fine. It might be $5,000 a day fine if you do this, if you leave the state. Now, it presents a tricky question. You can't send, you know, Chuck Norris out with the Texas Rangers to go and bring these people back because Texas, whether it's the Rangers or the state police, they don't have jurisdiction in Illinois, so they can't do anything. But once those legislators return to the state, they can be fined. There's also a legal position floated by Greg Abbott today that he also has authority to dismiss these legislators as legislators and to deem them to have abandoned their position and to call a special election to replace them. Now, there's no case law on that. I don't see that in the statute, but that is his position that was announced today.
So yeah, that was my next question. Can he actually do that? I mean, this sounds like the kind of thing where the courts would be involved and it would just be a huge mess.
It would be a huge mess. Now, the state attorney general, Ken Paxton, has said that the governor has the legal authority to do that. I don't see that in the statute, and I don't see that in case law. So certainly that would have to be litigated. And the question of whether or not the governor could invalidate these legislators' positions would clearly be up to the courts.
Now, to what the Texas Republicans want to do in redraw the map in 2025, not in 2030, what can they do and what can't they do?
Well, there are very strict limitations from a federal standpoint about whether or not legislators can and how they can redraw political districts. And typically, this falls under the 14th Amendment Equal Protection Clause, where the Supreme Court has invalidated attempts by states to do this in the past by eliminating traditional minority block voting districts. I mean, for example, as recently, I believe it was in 2023, it was in 2017 where the U.S. Supreme Court invalidated North Carolina's attempt to redraw political districts because it attempted to divide up traditional minority voting blocks and to put them in other districts. So this is something that's fought all the time. Red states do it. Blue states do it. That's what's really ironic here, Joe, about the Texas legislators going to Illinois, because Illinois has been notorious in what's called gerrymandering districts in the past to make sure that key legislators can't lose out if their district becomes more Republican or more red. So absolutely this would be fought in the courts regarding any attempts to redistrict Texas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
You know, this might be more of a political question than a legal question, but, you know, most people I talk to would be, hey, let's just draw the districts, you know, reasonably. Is that the kind of thing you could put on a ballot, or is that always just going to be in the hands of the people in the Capitol?
Well, Joe, let me break that down for you, buddy. What does reasonable mean? And the point is, nobody knows what reasonable means. And the term gerrymandering goes back to the early 1800s when I believe it was in Massachusetts, tried to draw a political district that looked like a salamander. And the guy who did it was named Jerry. And so they call it gerrymandering. That's a term that's still used to this day. It's hundreds of years old. This happens in most states, but in particular states that are dominated by one political party. So whether that's the right, for example, in Texas, whether that's the left in California and Illinois, all states do this. And listen, politicians would never agree to simply something that you and I would agree to as reasonable, because that takes away the power of legislators to keep themselves in power, whether that's on the right or whether that's on the left.
It's funny. I moved 3 miles down the road and changed congressmen. I moved into a little sliver that my congressman is in Erie County. It's funny looking at these, like Buffalo and Niagara Falls really shouldn't be, and nothing around Buffalo and Niagara Falls is in the same district. It's crazy to look at it. You know, you look at New York, like you said, New York, Illinois, California, just the way they've got these in to where you could be across the street from a different district.
Right. And it's the same fundamental problem, Joe, is like, you know, we could all sit in a room and agree that a flat tax is the best tax for this country. It would evenly distribute the tax among the rich and the poor. It would raise more money. It would eliminate loopholes. But no congressmen or women are ever going to agree with that because it takes away their power. And that's literally what we're talking about here when it comes to whether it's Texas, Illinois, New York, California. Right now, Gavin Newsom is talking about redistricting in California, in order to eliminate the growing popularity of Republicans and conservatism in certain areas. So no politicians are ever going to do away with that inherent power that they have.
Of course not. Of course not. Brad, another thing that's big in the news is all of Trump's tariffs and what legally in the U.S. could courts do over those tariffs?
Well, right now, there's a court of appeals that has really called into question, I think it was last Thursday, on whether or not Trump has the power to initiate these unilateral tariffs without any congressional oversight. But here's really the breakdown of how this works, because only one statutory element of the congressional delegation of tariff power that was given to the president was litigated. It was under the emergency clause of a specific law that was passed in 1977. But here's the bottom line. When this gets litigated all the way up to the Supreme Court, let's say, for example, the Supreme Court invalidates Trump's power to impose tariffs under this one delegation of authority from Congress. President Trump can always then say, okay, I'm not going to use the IEEPA as my source of my power for tariffs. I'm going to use something else. And then it would all have to be litigated again. Remember back when Joe Biden was saying, we're going to eliminate student loans. And the courts would say, you can't do that. And then he would just say, okay, I'm going to eliminate student debt under a different statutory authority. And then that would have to be litigated. We're doing the same thing right now with tariffs. And so just if one court invalidates the tariff power, it doesn't mean that the tariff power itself has been invalidated.
Now, Brad, speaking of the courts, all right, a few months ago, I remember the Supreme Court said that a district court cannot hold up the executive. Yet we're still hearing about a court holding up the birthright citizenship. Can you explain that for a simpleton
yes.
like me?
I certainly can, Joe. And you're no simpleton. But here's the simple explanation. And that is this. The Supreme Court said that one district cannot issue an order that invalidates power nationwide unless certain restrictions are met or certain conditions are met. One of those conditions was it affects a class of people that goes beyond simply those in the district itself. And so what these courts are doing now, these district courts, are trying to use the loophole that the Supreme Court gave in order to issue restraining orders that apply nationwide. Now, these are all going to be litigated. They're all going to go up to the Supreme Court. And once the court gets enough of these, the court is going to have to issue guidelines for when specifically a district court can and cannot invalidate an action of an executive branch to the entire country, or when they have to limit it to the district that the judge has jurisdiction over. The Supreme Court is going to have to give those specific guidelines, and they have not done it yet.
Something we always got to keep our eyes on. Brad, always great talk with you, my friend.
My pleasure, Joe. Anytime.
That is Brad Young. He is our chief legal analyst and a partner with Harris, Dow, Fisher, and Young. When we come back, we'll be talking about news coverage with Bruce Abramson. That's after this on 97.1 FM Talk.
Get more at 97.1talk.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.